1-800-324-6887. Continue a little bit more on Doctor Who. And you had something to say on Doctor Who.
Oh, no, I just love her character. I do think she does a good job with it. I appreciate it. It's just maybe it's, I don't know if it's the storytelling. It's just that there was always just, there seems to be a dynamic theatrical part of the show that I just feel like should be there that it's just not. But she does a really good job as the character.
Well, there's some changes this time around because, you know, generally every Christmas, well, in summertime, they film a Doctor Who special, which generally hits on Christmas. And this time, for some reason, they are returning on New Year's Day. That'll be now known as, instead of the Doctor Who Christmas special, it's now the Doctor Who holiday special, because it didn't hit Christmas. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, the Daleks are involved.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happened. Those Daleks moved it to New Year's Day.
So now she's going to take a crack at the Daleks.
Yeah, they're always the biggest villain in the whole thing.
Yep, and the noisiest.
Yeah. No, but I do like the way she portrays the character. All 10 episodes went by this season pretty well.
Oh yeah.
And I was, you know, wow, it's great.
And I still have, I watched it up until Rosa Parks. I got to watch the rest of them. And then I find out, oh, the season's over. Mm-hmm. I still got all these others I got to watch. But I got the BBC app from BBC America, and so I can watch them all that way. And there's this other one I've got to watch that's called Killing Eve.
Uh-huh.
It's about a woman who's bored in the Secret Service or something and wants to try to do more things, and there's actually an agent that doesn't like her and keeps trying to kill her or something.
Okay.
And Sandra Oh in the title role. And they're starting to come out on DVD now because I saw them, and there's Netflix or a couple of them actually have the episodes where you can watch them as well.
So did you ever watch Travelers?
I have not. I know of it.
It's on Netflix, right. And it's in season three. Season three just came out, and I've watched the first episode of it, and that's it. But I haven't had time to binge watch the whole thing. But it's really pretty good. Has the star, I forget his name, from Will and Grace, the lead, Will.
Oh yeah,
what's his name?
God, I can't remember. It's across opposite Deborah Messing.
Right. Let's see. I can't find his name. But nonetheless, they're out with season three, and it's a good, it's a really good series, and I'm enjoying it. So that's out there now.
I've had, I got to catch up on House of Cards, because I'm two seasons behind, and of course the last season's out. And I need to catch up on Casual, because I'm two seasons behind.
Have you heard anything out on the new season? I mean, what did they say about this new season? Because obviously Kevin Spacey's not on it, and... Yeah. You know, there, and I don't know how they handled it, and I don't know.
Well, Robin Wright's in charge. That's how they handle it.
Well, no, I understand that. I did see the previews.
They're treating her like Hillary Clinton's in charge. Because I saw the beginning of the episode, and they were talking about all the different tweets and stuff that they gotten. Because I haven't gotten to the point as to what happened to his character. All I know is now something happened to him. He's dead, and they had her. You know, he was president. She was vice president. So something happened to President Underworth there.
Right.
And Underwood.
Underwood.
And then she came in. And there's some of her staff there. And it's like, well, I want to know what's being said on Twitter. Tell me what's being said. And they don't want to tell her. I can take it. I'm, you know, if my husband was here, you would tell me. Yes, ma'am, I would. But I don't think these are things. Just say it. And they start reading them. I mean, they are mean. They're calling her all sorts of, you know, body parts and everything else. And as you're listening to all this, thinking, that would be if Hillary Clinton had been in the White House, and they're trying to tell, the staff's trying to tell her, well, what is the people saying about me? And they haven't even gotten to Facebook yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's kind of how they played that role. Uh-huh. The people out there do not like her as president.
Well, I just haven't heard any reviews on this at all.
I hadn't either. I heard that when it came out, there was a little bit of a build in the press of it, you know, hitting, and then that was it. Because, you know, they've really made a big deal about it. And, of course, it's always gone out, and Emmys come along, and the thing's got like 12, 13, 14 Emmys. that you know pretty much carries Netflix along, and didn't hear much about that either.
Right.
And since everything happened with Kevin Spacey, boy, you don't hear much about Kevin Spacey at all.
No, I haven't heard about him since quite a while.
Yeah. So I guess he's on a deserted island somewhere staring at a rock.
Right.
Only thing I can figure out. Now, there are a couple of shows on CBS that we found out about. One, Murphy Brown is getting the axe.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is what I wanted to see, though. And I'll just repeat it. I just wish that what they'd done was they'd taken Murphy Brown and given her the same character that she was the whole time during the reboot. But I wish Avery had been the conservative counterbalance, because that's the way it is. You know, your kids always seem to take a counter to where you were. When, you know, so I'd love to see Avery take the be a Trump fan.
And it's funny because they came out and said that they're canceling it. The 20th episode, ironically, on the same day as Timeless. That's it. And then all of a sudden, about 24 hours after that, their people took to Twitter and said, "Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not right. They're lying. We nobody said we were canceled." And another show was also talked about at the same time called Happy Together, which I'm really liking. It is funny.
Is it?
And it's basically, you know, Harry Styles is one of the guys in One Direction. Mm-hmm. And James Corden has a producer friend in real life. And supposedly this guy's in America, and his life got so hectic, he ended up staying with them to get away from the crowds and stuff. And they basically took his stories and anecdotes that happened to him while traveling with One Direction and turned it into a TV sitcom.
Oh, yeah. Now I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's really good. Well, now they supposedly it got canceled. I'm thinking, okay, so if Murphy Brown's not canceled.
Why did he get canceled? Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. Sorry. But I'm thinking, well, if Murphy Brown got canceled, does that mean that Happy Together didn't get canceled either? Because okay. I think you both are in the tank. But, I mean, I watched a couple episodes, and basically all it is, it's just we've taken all of the stuff that the press has done about F. Trump, F. Trump, F. Trump, now we've condensed it in to a 30-minute so-called sitcom and put Candace Bergen in as a Murphy Brown character, F. Trump, F. Trump, F. Trump, next week, F. Trump, F. Trump, F. Trump, and now 4 or 5 weeks later, F. Trump, oh, damn, we're canceled.
Yo, I wonder what.
And that's sad because I like Candace Bergen. I like the original Murphy Brown. And I really, really liked her in Boston Legal.
Right. Now, I'm wondering what the ratings are looking like on Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing, from what I heard, is through the roof. They're really doing good.
Well, I think it's a great show, and I really enjoy it, and
everybody
it is the
conservative
side. Everybody
thought it was a great show, except ABC, who for whatever reason canceled it and was like,
and,
what?
Yeah, and what did they do? They shipped it off to Fox. You know,
I
don't think
it.
That was directly
and
intended.
Notice,
but
all those seasons, what were in season 7, 6 seasons it was on ABC, and you notice at the beginning when it opens up, nothing is said down at the bottom. And when they open that up on Fox, what does it say down at the bottom? Fox presents Last Man Standing. And then it goes and, you know, do their little spiel and goes into that theme thing with the shoe drops. And they didn't do that for 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says Fox presents. I mean, they're really turning the knife.
Right.
This ain't ABC. This ain't CBS. It ain't NBC. Fox presents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really digging it.
No, it's interesting because on the show, a couple of characters, Mandy, the character that played Mandy, she's off doing something else. And so
that's
the actress. The actress that played Mandy, she went off and did something else. So they brought in a replacement for her.
Right.
But, yeah, you were going to say Eve. And Eve, she's off at,
she's at Air Force Academy.
Yeah, Air Force Academy. Thank you.
Yeah, but she's also got a commitment to another series. They bring her in and out.
Yeah, they brought her on.
And they grew up Boyd.
They did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boyd's now 12.
Now, the one thing I miss in the reboot is I think that there's less contention between Ryan and Mike Baxter.
Yeah.
You know, the lead character is Mike Baxter, and he's conservative. But I enjoy it the most when Ryan, you know, gets his head of steam in there and he goes head to head against Mike, mm-hmm. and then they kind of get in there
handed to him.
Well, they both have their alternate point of views, and I think that they're Now, granted, Mike wins, but but nonetheless, usually. But I think it's a respectful way that they treat each of the characters.
So I think he's become a little more into the family, despite everything. And then there was that one scene where he was talking about pack it up. You know, Trump just traumatized him. He wants to move to Canada. And so basically, Mike kind of told him, "Well, put up or shut up," and handed him a citizen form to become a U.S. citizen. And so now he's working on becoming a U.S. citizen.
Right.
He said, "Well, if you want a voice, you want to do this, you want to do that. Here, put up or shut up. Go do this." And now he's working on it, and I thought that was a pretty neat little deal. But, yeah, there's, some of the shows are good. Some of them are still there. I haven't heard of any cancellations apart from those two shows. I haven't heard anything from NBC. I haven't heard anything from Fox.
Right.
And, there, you know, there was a couple of times where maybe you got three episodes out, like that reboot of Charlie's Angels, and then it was gone. You know, I haven't seen anything like that in any of the shows here.
Yeah, you're right. The I have not seen, but I haven't seen any cancellations. But frankly, I'm having a tougher time finding the good shows to watch. I'm glad that you mentioned Happy Together, sounds like I'm too late.
Well, it's on CBS All Access. You can probably find it out in some other places too. But it is great, and it's got Damon Wayans Jr. in it as one of the stars. And trying to remember her last name, it was Stevens-West. And ironically, she was pregnant at the time when they were filming. And just as they were came out in October, I think 3 days before she was supposed to give birth to her first child. So she did a whole show. They had it on a shelf.
Which one?
Happy Together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When the show premiered in October, she'd just given birth either 3 days before or 3 days after. So she was... It's funny because it doesn't show at all that she was pregnant. So this must have been some time before. So that should have been sitting on the shelf for a while
now,
for that first season.
Have you watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I've heard of it, but I have not.
I just my wife and I, we just started watching this. And it's interesting. I don't know. We'll see if I, if we, you know, keep going through all the episodes. It starts out, basically, her husband is a comedian, you know, not a very good one. Yeah, and I won't go beyond the first episode, so don't think I'm going to be too big in the spoilers. But she ends up, you know, they kind of split up, and then she goes out on a tirade, heads over to the same nightclub where her husband was a comedian, and she gets up on stage, and she's actually really funny.
Wow.
And that's where the whole thing starts. So then she becomes a, you know, she's a comedian.
Yeah.
And that's where it starts. I'll leave it at that for that part of it. But boy, you want to talk about profanity in this show. That's what I'm shocked at, is because this show set back in the 1950s, I think.
Well, there was profanity back then. We just didn't talk about
When did Lenny Bruce hit? Because
60s.
Lenny Bruce is a character in the show.
Yeah.
And
he hit his top in about between 66 and 69.
Okay. And he was the one that was supposed to have really brought the profanity into into the world, but into the comedian show, because before then you had all these, I forgot what they're called, but the laws, the morality laws that basically you say,
you
can't say that.
The 50s was the time when, you know, husband and wife always slept in separate beds.
As a side note, what was the, and you know this, I'm sure you do, what was the first sitcom to have a couple sleeping in the same bed?
Oh, that's a good one. Newhart.
No. Try again.
The other Newhart.
It was the Munsters.
The Munsters?
It was, yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, kind of from that standpoint.
How did they get away with that?
Well, think about it. I mean, you're sitting there looking.
Barbara Eden still couldn't show her belly button in 66.
Nothing comes to mind when you're sitting there, because they're always talking business or, you know, just whatever the story, the plot was for the day, but that was the first one that ever did it.
Well, I'll have to go look and see if that's on the IMDb trivia page for it. If not, I need to go at it.
Hey, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty, you know, going from memory there, but I'm sure that was the one.
That's not the one I would have thought of, but it wouldn't surprise me.
And that little segue took me off. What were we talking about just before then?
Good question. Oh, we were talking about canceled shows. But yeah, fresh off the boat, I got to catch up with. I'm surprised it's in its fourth season because that show is so good. I figured they would have killed it after two.
Oh, now I. Sorry, came back to me. Not Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Right.
And you know, the biggest issue that I've got with the show is the contradiction between the profanity that they use and what was really supposed to be going on at that time. Maybe it really occurred that way, but it just seems way overboard on the profanity.
Oh, yeah. It was there. You just weren't around in the room when it happened. All right, we'll be right back. Williams Cyberline with you. I ain't going to give out the numbers, man. We got just a few minutes left, and then we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, and we'll see you in the new year. But we got to get with this because Monday, Tumblr as we know it is going to change. As we talked about last week, Starbucks is blocking adult content because this group called Enough is Enough is going around bullying people to block adult content. And the person that runs this place is Donna Rice Hughes. You probably don't recognize the name or say, you know, that name sounds familiar. Take Huge off the end and just leave Donna Rice. And that's the old girl that was hanging with Gary Hart and cost him his run and the monkey business and all of that. Well, she has been on a tear lately to get people to block content. Well, not to be outdone, Tumblr is going to ban all adult contact starting this Monday. Now, there's a lot of stuff up there. And one of the things that's happened, you know, the Wayback Machine and the Internet Archive, they generally go out and hit randomly places to bring content in and archive.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a tear this past week to get to this deadline of December 17th to archive all of the adult content on Tumblr. And they're looking at 70,000 plus pages. That they've got to archive off of there before it goes dark.
Huh.
And they've been using special software and getting people to say, hey, if you've got a computer, we need your help. Go put the software on it. And they got people all over the world running their personal computers, going out, downloading all this stuff. And then it goes to a central location to where Tumblr goes through, and or not Tumblr, but the Internet Archive goes through everything. And then we'll post it up there and archive it. And I was like, wow.
I'm just confused with the whole thing because is this like the Democrats now that they're going after this stuff? Or is this is Donna Rice a Democrat? Or
I don't know what the heck Donna Rice is. I thought she was a Democrat because she was, you know, banging Gary Hart. But
it's so topsy-turvy.
Well, it's too late. Come on, we're adults here. You know the history. Google it.
It's so topsy-turvy nowadays, the way things are going. But it's like, you know, the Democrats were always for sexual freedom and all of this, you know, free expression. And now it's like, oh, no. Yeah.
And it's not just sex in general. There's a lot of these different pages and stuff, people that have sexual dysfunction, people who have medical issues that are related to sex. And there's also this group that sent out a PR wire, the world's largest platform for influencer fan clubs outraged by Tumblr's ban moves its corporate blog. It's called Fan Central, world's largest platform and influencer fan clubs issued statement. In a world full of gun violence, fights for equality among races and gender, and serious political turmoil, Tumblr has decided to turn its powerful lens on the major issue of nipples. Says Stan Fiskin, CEO of Fan Central. I am not sure why companies like Starbucks and Tumblr have such massive issues with sex in the human body, but it is rather frightening that these are the issues they choose to be outraged about. And they've also said, in solidarity with all our adult influencers, we are taking down our Tumblr blog and created a new one called blog.fancentral.com. We encourage all companies to support sex workers and join in this boycott. Now, there's a page, if you go to the Cyberline page, Cyberline.net, I put a note up there and it said, it has big asterisks across it, not safe for work, not safe for work, not safe for work. This is the place where they are archiving all of the stuff off of Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, when you know how you put the link in and a picture comes up from the page, oh, I had to block that before I posted. I mean, it was a pretty hot thing, and I tried to cool it down as best I could before I posted. But yeah, this is crazy, and you've got these issues now. They're going after Starbucks. They're going after Tumblr. She's got a whole bunch of other people she's trying to knock out too. She's trying to get all of the cable companies, everybody, to block adult content. Well, darling, let me tell you something about adult content. If it wasn't for adult content, we wouldn't have all the things we enjoy now. If you don't like adult content, don't be buying Christmas presents on the net, because that whole checkout thing that you use very conveniently to send your stuff out on Amazon and all these places, that started in porn sites, because the Child Protection Act or whatever that Al Gore and all of them passed, you had a way to verify people's age. Credit cards. Got to do something with them. Hey, let's build this cart so we can use it. And the rest is history. So many things have come from these things that you use every day. So ye who does not use the internet, don't cast the first stone. So see you in 2 weeks. In the words of the great immortal Orson Welles, we remain as obedient as yours. Good night.